T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
So, Keith Britton thinks very highly of himself. He has a very big ego. He is one of our bosses here. He's the producer of the afternoon show, Afternoon Drive. Nick Wilson, Dustin Fox. Very successful show. Very successful people. And usually Keith is very successful. And usually I disagree with Nick Wilson 99.99% of the time. This is the 0.01% where I agree with Nick Wilson. Keith went crazy yesterday about Cade York rejoining the Cleveland. Yes, this is Cade York rejoining the Cleveland Browns. Here's Nick and Keith debating on the Browns returning Cade York.
It's pretty quiet in this last segment. Are you okay over there? Have you flip-flopped on Cade York?
It's not my show, Nick.
Well, no, it is your show. It's all of our show.
Yeah, I'm allowed to not understand why they brought Cade York back. Yeah,
no, you are, to the degree
your
with
defense
which you,
of him is because stems all because of last year. You defended him in the preseason, it got to the very end, and then you admitted that we were right.
This is exactly what you're doing. You're attacking a previous opinion and attaching to what it is now.
Explain to me, how many kicks has Cade York made in the NFL since he got cut here last year?
I don't know how many times he kicked in practice.
How many has it?
I don't know. I don't know whether
just
that includes
just
practice
to give you a heads
or not.
Up, Nick, if you look on Pro Football Reference, they don't keep track of practice stats.
Okay. Well, we did last year. I believe that was the reason that you wanted him gone. This is not about last year.
That was part of the reason, and he also didn't finish the season before that all that strong either.
You got an opinion on that before I play this next clip?
No, I'm ready for next clip.
Here's the next clip on people would, quote, never forgive the Browns if York missed a kick. Hit it.
They had confidence in the talent, but where he was not where they needed him to be.
Okay.
So if you feel like you can bring him back in a low-pressure situation,
what low-pressure situation with this team is there going to be next year?
Well, no, the low-pressure situation is he's no longer the
incumbent. Everything you do is now magnified because of who you are and because of what they did previously. They drafted you, they cut you, they released you. So you're all of a sudden going to be under the magnifying glass.
I think that's making a mountain out of a molehill.
No, it's not, Nick. This is a season where they're expecting to make the playoffs. There's not going to be anything unless it's a blowout.
So
the kicker gets hurt.
So
and
we're
he
bleeping
has to come
our
in.
Pants. Well, okay, but the point is, what's the difference in Cade York versus any other kicker that hasn't kicked
because
in
no other
two
kicker
years?
Has the history that Cade York has here. And I'm not.
Well,
this
yeah,
is
but
nothing
kickers
against Cade
every
York.
Year, kickers every year
that,
come out of this and come out of the Steve Blass disease.
I would
hope
that Cade York could have gone somewhere else and had success. I would wish that upon him. But if he comes into a game here and misses a kick, this franchise will never be forgiven for that because they relied on a guy that they already said once wasn't good enough.
Yeah, the guy's a kicker. Okay. And he's not even the starting kicker. He is the backup kicker. Kickers are more expendable than they've ever been in the history of the NFL. You are always as good as your last kick. And it's as bad as it's ever been in the history. I mean, guys used to go 50% keep jobs for 4 years. It's totally different now. So I don't care if it's in the Super Bowl. I don't care if it's week one. There's pressure on every single kick in front of everybody. Whether he were to be with the Carolina Panthers or where was he in camp last year? Was he with the Panthers in camp last year?
Titans.
With the Titans or with the Browns? Yes, I get to a lot of people here because they had taken him before and he failed previously that if he were to come in and he were to miss a kick while they brought, it doesn't matter. Any of those guys. any guy, if they don't have a job already in the NFL, that means either A, they're really, really good, B, they're starting to wane, or C, they've already failed somewhere else, so you're kind of rolling the dice anyway. So if Cade York comes out there and he hits the kick, great. We'll probably have a discussion on whether or not you want to keep Cade York. And I'm sure Andrew Berry would love nothing more than if he had to make that choice. Not that he wants to replace Dustin Hopkins, but if he had to make that choice, then yes, Cade York comes in. All of a sudden, Cade York starts hitting kicks, and then their fourth-round draft pick actually comes to fruition. If it were...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Never go to that level. Or, because it's a kicker, you could have Dustin Hopkins out there and he could hit all the kicks. And we're sitting here making a big deal out of this because it's March 25th at the time. Now it's March 26th.
I told you, Kenny, when... I caught wind that people were losing their mind on social media, and then when I heard...
No, it wasn't even people, it was media guys.
And that, well, yeah, there was some of that, and then when I heard, you know, this debate rage in afternoon, I said, am I missing something? And I texted Ken, I said, did we lose Dustin Hopkins?
I said, no.
I've been watching March Madness. The backup kicker for the Browns to me is not going to get me excited or, you know, get me frustrated in any way. So I had to do a double take, and I was like, are we... Did he get hurt? Did we lose him? Is he a free agent? Catch me up to speed on the kicking situation with the Cleveland Browns, because this was not on my radar at all.
And I tried to catch you up with it, and we got done with the show yesterday, and he had this big, grandiose opinion on Cade York coming back and how it was basically, you guys heard him, basically going to ruin the Browns and go, good God almighty, a lot of things could ruin the Browns this year. Mostly has to do with one position in particular, and it ain't place kicker. And I'm not trying to, like, listen, I know I've been accused of pushing things under rugs, and I did it earlier this hour. I'm not ready to say it's the worst contract in NFL history yet. Well, why are you willing to say it? Because I have to have some hope, so that's why I'm going to say it. I don't want to believe the possibilities of that.
We want to be excited rooting for our football team this year.
I'm coming off an 11-6 season, so I want something to look forward to. So I want to hope that maybe he's got it figured out and he's going to turn it around. And he'll physically be there and be okay. But when it comes to Cade York, all right, Cade York goes out there, he hits the kick, great. If he doesn't go out there and doesn't hit the kick, well, fine, because Dustin Hopkins is the kicker. And that's what it is.
And Dustin Hopkins was sensational last year. Now, maybe you can make the argument if he gets injured again. Okay, well, when your kicker gets injured, I mean, in many ways, you might be more screwed than when your quarterback goes down, because at least backup quarterbacks can come into a game and do fine. You lose a kicker in-game. Well, I mean, you're just screwed for that game.
When Nick had said it's no different from like a fourth or fifth or sixth round linebacker, I disagreed with Nick on that point. That's a point I wouldn't have used against Keith. Because it's not the same. It's a zero-sum game. You either make the kick or you miss the kick. That's why we were kind of losing our minds last year during the preseason, going, well, he's trending towards it. No, there's no trends. You either make it or you don't. And if you can't make the kick, we got to find somebody who can. I'll obviously understand that it's a zero-sum game. But for the love of God, I mean, I could see the look in your eyes, and you know the look in my eyes over here. I don't want to accuse Keith of getting worse. I'm not going to accuse Keith of thinking something he doesn't believe. That'd be wrong. I just can't believe, of all things, Keith Britton is that worked up over Cade York.
Hey, I loved hearing
as a camp.
I loved hearing the pettiness in the debate, and you know, I thought Nick had a great counterpoint. We actually do chart the practice kicks here.
We did, and doesn't that create competition? Like you have Dustin Hopkins there. What if Dustin Hopkins misses one in the preseason and Cade York hits a couple in the preseason? Is that not going to change the conversation? Don't you want as much pressure as possible?
To be
in the preseason?
Fair, maybe I'm naive. I did not think that would change the conversation just because Dustin's proven it. You know, over the course of the last season, and he was so dynamic for us. Whether you want to call it luck or whatever, how Andrew Berry ends up with him, ends up working out in a huge way for the Browns. You know, winning game-winning kicks last year.
Up next, Cavs forward George Niang. Got a lot of questions for George, including the junkyard dog chain for Marcus Morris yesterday. After he got kicked out of the game for elbowing somebody. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, George Niang joins us next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.